Good morning. We're continuing here the Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chabav Chav Zayin, the Melachos of Kosher and Matar. We're looking at Siman Dalet. So Siman Dalet deals with the following question. Sometimes, apparently, with the washer people, when they would take the clothing to wash, they would take it to the river. And there was a concern that these things would float away. So they would tie them up. They would tie them together, or tie each one in such a way that it would be easier to hold on to while they were washing it in the river. Of course, these knots were made to be untied when the kvisa process was finished. But many times, the kibbutz would not necessarily deliver it back to the owner immediately, or the owner would receive it but not necessarily untie it immediately. But that being said, both parties were totally happy, if necessary, to untie it immediately, as opposed to a knot which a person puts together, which they wanted to stay together for a specific amount of time. Over here, it's very possible it could be untied in a very short amount of time. And that's really the goal. Just practical considerations, it just ends up not happening like that. So what's the status of that type of a knot in regards to untying it? Excuse me. A kibbutz a kosher beis atzaver, but the yadayim shall kutonus. The kibbutz who ties up the opening of the neck or of the sleeves, the place where they had the opening like a vest, the holes. So they would tie it up over there. Imu rogel atzir b'chol yom. If he would unties these immediately or within the day. So in that situation, the kibbutz or somebody else can untie that knot on Shabbos. And if one finds that untying the knot is difficult, a person can then move on to, instead of untying it, to cut it or rip it out, etc. Now in the parenthesis he points out, Avagab shehulay kushoroi. So the person who's tearing out is not the one who made it. The kibbutz ties it and then delivers it to the owner. So he doesn't know exactly what the kibbutz's thought was. So maybe the kibbutz, for whatever reason, sort of like planned to leave it like that. We don't know what his das was when he did it. So do we have to be concerned about the fact that he had das to do it for a long period of time? So the Chayyim says no, that that's not so. And he brings sources for that idea that this over here, the Machshava, is part of the source of the problem, what his thought was. The knot in and of itself is not a knot which is necessarily going to be problematic. It depends what his thought was, so that he has the right to come to the Bialim and undermine the Bialim's use of his kli by having the wrong thought is not our concern. So now, skipping the rest of the parentheses, the kibbutz d'asuyah lahatzir b'chol yom, reu hu kilo lo nikshur klal. As far as we're concerned, the knot which is made to be undone within 24 hours does not have a status of a knot. A knot is the idea of joining two things together for a period of time. That's when the knot is considered significant. A knot which is made to be undone within a brief amount of time is not a knot, not the knot that the halacha was talking about. So as far as we're concerned, there was no knot here. So there's nothing wrong with taking it out. But if, however, the derech was to leave these knots for a while, and the now he's opening, untying the knot. Sachayev, minita b'malechas kareya imit Hashem. So he says there might be a chiyuv over here. The Mor says that a person could potentially be chayev for the situation, and the Chayyim points us to malechas kareya. This closure over here might have it in of it becomes part of the beged, and when you tear part of a beged, the malacha is not the issue of kosher and matir, but rather toifer and kareya, sewing and ripping out stitches. So the act of tearing a beged, even in the cloth, does not go into the malacha of kosher and matir. That's tied to knots. This is discussing the beged itself. If a person puts this into the beged with intention to leave it for a period of time, it becomes part of the beged. It closes off the opening. So it's like the opening wasn't fully opened. Ripping open the opening of a beged, it's either going to be kareya or makim apatish. It's the act of completing the beged to make it useful. So there are going to be other considerations which we have to look at, which he said he will talk about later on. This is part of the source of the discussion of opening up bags on Shabbos. The malacha involved in that is sealing bags. It's considered, like gluing something is considered a tolda of tofer, of sewing something together. And the act of ripping it apart is the malacha of kareya. So opening bag goes under the umbrella of the malacha of kareya. So this is going to approximate that concept. Basically, when we get to kareya, we'll talk about it more. It's not that far down the road. So meanwhile, we're just going to leave this point here of the chayyim as it stands, even though it needs more clarification. Have a good day.